你照着应许，你是给我们今天的安息圣日。
That according to your promise, that you have blessed us today on the Sabbath day after 7 days, after 6 days of toils and labor.
啊，照你的应许，我们要来到你的面前来享受安息。
And according to your promise, we're going to come before you and enjoy this Sabbath rest.
主啊，你不但要让我们得安息，你也要赐福气给我们。
Not only you allow us to receive the Sabbath rest, you are also going to bless us.
让我们能够与世界分别，在今天能够来亲近你。
So we can set ourselves apart from the world, and today we can come and draw close to you.
让我们能够献上深深的感谢。
And that we can present our heartfelt thanks to you.
也让我们从心里面啊来赞美你。
And that we can praise you from our hearts.
啊，是来感谢你。
To thank you.
求主耶稣，你将你的平安喜乐充满在我们当中。
May your peace and joy fill us and all.
求你亲自与我们同在。
So that you can be with us.
啊，让今天成为我们一个礼拜啊最喜乐的一天。
So that today can be our most blessed and joyful days of the week.
啊，我们要照着你的应许，将我们的忧愁、烦恼、担子都交托给你。
And according to your promise, we're gonna give you all our burden, our toil, and our suffering.
让我们来学习你的样式，在你里面得享安息。
So that we're gonna learn from you to be like you and enjoy the peace and rest in you.
求主带领祝福我们今天安息圣日的聚会。
Please guide our service this morning.
你的名得到荣耀。
And may your name be greatly glorified.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
啊，请坐。
Please be seated.
请坐。啊，感谢主，啊，我们能够一起来敬拜神。
We thank the Lord that today we can come together here on the Sabbath day to worship Him.
那今天要跟大家一起来学习耶利米书的一段圣经。
And today we're going to study a passage from the book of Jeremiah.
耶利米书的第十章。
We're going to turn to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 10.
哦，第九章。
Sorry, Jeremiah chapter 9.
啊，耶利米书第九章。
Jeremiah chapter 9.
23节跟24节。
Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 23 to 24. Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 23.Thus says the Lord, Let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, let not the mighty man glory in his might, nor let the rich man glory in his riches. Verse 24, But let him who glories glory in this, and that he understands and know me, and that I am the Lord, exercising loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these I delight, says the Lord.
23节24节在英文版有两种翻译。
And there are two translations in the English version.
我们刚刚读的说不要荣耀人。
Just now we read that verse 23, that let not the wise man glory.
那24节要荣耀神。
But rather glory in the Lord.
所以23节24节这样讲有两种荣耀。
So verse 23 and verse 24 just we read, there are two kinds of glories.
一个是荣耀人。
One is to put glory in man.
那个荣耀有时候是包括我们自己。
And that man can include us.
那另外一个是要荣耀神。
Another glory in verse 24 refers to the glory in God.
但是在英文还有另外一种翻译。
And in the English version translations, that's another.
夸口。
Another translation, and that is boastful.
就是有两种的夸口。
And there are two kinds of boastfulness.
第一种夸口是夸口人。
First is to boast about man.
第二个夸口是夸口，因为我们认识神。
But another boasting is to boast that we know God.
那这两种翻译都有关系。
And these two translations are very closely interrelated.
因为我们荣耀人，所以我们会夸口人。
Because we put glory in man, that's why we glorify man.
也因为我们荣耀神，所以我们夸口认识神。
But if we glorify God, then we boast about God.
所以这个两个是有互相关系的。
So they are all related.
那这两个啊，有时候不能够同时存在。
However, we cannot coexist both this kind of praises together.
如果一个人会夸口人，会荣耀人，很显然的，他就很难荣耀神。
If a person sings praises to man, it's unlikely that at the same time he will sing praises to God.
因为常常这样的人，他已经取代了神。
Because this kind of a man's glory has already replaces the glory of God.
但是如果一个人真的会荣耀神，以神为夸口，他就不会荣耀人。
If the person is often glorified man, the person will not glorify God.
所以这两个有时候是不会共存的。
So both of them cannot coexist together. It's one or the other.
那我们首先来思想为什么人会夸口人。
So let's first talk about why would a man praise man.
这是他提到三点。
Here he mentions three things.
第一个说不智慧人不要因他的智慧夸口。
So the first one says, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom.
就是因为他很聪明。
Because this wise man is very wise.
那人会夸口就是人跟人相比我比别人更聪明。
And the person is wise, he was going to compare himself to another person and he will boast that he's more wise than the other person.
那第二个就是勇士。
The second one is, let not the mighty man glory in his might.
就是人跟人相比，我们能力比别人更强，所以我们有夸口的地方。
If one man feels that he's more mighty than the other one, then the person will boast about his mightiness.
那第三个就是钱财。
And third, let not the rich man glory in his riches. If one the rich man thinks that he's richer than the other, he will boast about his riches.
因为人跟人相比，我们比别人更有钱，所以我们就会夸口自己的财富。
So when we compare ourselves to other people and we feel that we are richer than the other people, then we start to boast about our wealth.
但是圣经告诉我们说不要因人夸口。
But the Bible tells us not let man praises his glory.
为什么？
Why is that so?
因为在神的面前人算不了什么。
Because in the eyes of God, man is nothing.
我们现在看诗篇的第八篇。
Let's turn to the book of Psalms chapter 8.
诗篇的第八篇。
Psalms chapter 8.
诗篇第八篇。
Psalms chapter 8.
第一节。
Verse 1. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth, you who set your glory above the heavens.
我们再看第三节、第四节。
Verse 3, verse 4. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have ordained. Verse 4. What is man that you are mindful of him?
这个第三节说，我看神指头所造的天跟所陈设的月亮星宿，我就下一个结论。
Here in verse 3, he said, When I consider the heavens and the work of your fingers, I have made a conclusion.
第四节。
Verse 4.
人算什么？
What is man that you're mindful of?
为什么？因为神太伟大了。
Because man is nothing but God is so almighty.
所以人算什么？人有什么可以夸口？
So what is man that man is going to boast about?
比方说一个记者在访问一个诺贝尔奖金的人。
For example, a reporter who is interviewing a recipient of a Nobel Prize winner.
那这个人一定是很有成就。
And of course, the recipient of this Nobel Prize is a very capable person.
但是我们现在把镜头拉远一点。
But if we were to move the perspective,
那就放整个圣地亚哥的地图出来了。
And on this whole map of San Diego,
那这个人就变成很小了。
Then we'll see this man is very small.
然后在镜头再拉远一点。
And if we were to move the perspective even further from San Diego,
整个加州出来。
To the whole of California.
忽然间这个人更小。
And then this man is become even smaller.
那再拉远一点。
And then further.
整个美国出来。
And then the whole of the United States.
刚刚那个人算什么？
Then what is that man?
那如果再拉一点。
And if we were to move this perspective much, much further.
整个地球出来。
On the whole earth.
那再拉远，从太空来看到月球。
And then even all the way to the universe, just looking at the whole universe, at the whole earth.
人只是一个，地球只是一个铜板。
So this earth just looked like the size of a penny.
所以刚刚那个人在讲他有多大的成就，这算什么？
So just now, when this man boasts of himself of how great he is, who is he? How much?
How
big is this? How small is this?
当我们认识神的伟大,
so the moment when we know how great is God,
我们就知道人算不了什么,
then we know that man is nothing.
人太渺小了。
Man is just too minute to be considered of anything.
不但是这样。
Not only so,
人生有一些没有办法改变的事实。
There are a lot of things in life that we cannot change.
这个证明人没有办法什么夸口什么。
This shows that man cannot boast of anything.
好，看诗篇的九十篇。
Let's look at Psalms chapter 90.
啊，诗篇的九十篇。
Psalms chapter 90.
啊，这个是摩西所作的诗。
Here is the Psalms written by Moses.
他住过王宫。
He has lived in a palace.
哦，他有地位。
He has a high status.
哦，他受过很好的教育。
He had gone through a very good education.
他活一百二十岁。
He has lived to 120 years old.
他不但见过法老王，他也见过神。
He has not only seen King Pharaoh, he also has seen God.
啊，他跟神面对面说话。
He has talked to God face to face before.
那这样的人
，So such a man，
他怎么来看人生
？How did he view his life？
第三节。
Verse 3. You turn man to destruction and said, Return, O children of man.
这就说神是我们归于尘土。
So here it says that God allowed us return to dust.
人算什么？
What is man?
有一个力量人没有办法抵挡。
There's one strength that man cannot overcome.
就是神使死亡征服一切。
That God allowed death to overcome everything.
没有一个人能够不死。
No man can escape death.
所以人还有什么可以夸呢?
So what can man boast of?
那死了就归回尘土。
So once a man died, the man returned to dust.
就消失了，被忘记了。
Disappeared, and the man is then being forgotten.
好，然后在第四节。
Verse 4. 4,000 years in your sight are like yesterday when it is past.
这说千年好像一天。
So here, in eyes of God, 1,000 years is like one day.
那如果人活一百年
，So when the man lived for 100 years,
在千年看起来只不过十分之一。
So this 1,000 years is only a quarter of a day.
好，那这样看起来，我们在整个人类历史里面，好像一道闪光就没有了。
So in the whole human history, our life is just like a speck.
哦，一过去就没有了。
And once it's passed, it's over.
所以人生的存在太短暂了。
So the existence of man is indeed very short.
对整个历史来讲是起不了作用的。
In the whole of human history, one existence doesn't do much.
而人有什么可以夸口？
So what is man to boast of?
我们再看第五节。
Let's first look at verse 5. You carry them away like a flood. They are like a sleep.In the morning, they are like grass which grows up. Verse 6. In the morning, it flourishes and grows up. In the evening, it is cut down and withers.
人好像水冲过去，过去不再回来。
So, the life of a human is like water that passes by, and then once it's passed, it wouldn't return.
人没有第二次的机会。
There's no second chance.
过去了就过去。
Once the life is over, it's over.
不但是这样。
Not only so,
这里讲我们好像花跟草。
Here it says that our lives is like flower and grass.
人生有巅峰时刻。
That's the pinnacle of our lives.
那个时候最吸引人。
That's the time where we are most attractive.
但是那不是永久的。
But that's not forever.
太阳在最高点的时候最热就开始往下掉。
The moment when the sun is at its peak of heat,It's the time for it to come down.
这是挡不住的。
This is the truth.
这是人的悲哀。
This is the sorrow of man.
但是人没有办法改变。
But this is something that man cannot change.
好像花草的凋谢。
It's just like grass and flowers, they all will wither.
就是价值的消失。
Is that the value will one day also perish.
所以人有什么可以夸口?
So what can man boast of?
有很多没有办法改变的事实一直靠近我们。
There are a lot of reality that we cannot change in our lives, but they are drawing closer to us every day.
最可怕的是什么?
What is the most terrifying truth?
第七节跟第八节。
Verse 8. For we have been consumed by anger, and by your wrath we are terrified. Verse 8. You have set your iniquity before you, our secret sins in the light of your countenance.
这里说，我们的罪孽都摆在神面前。
So here it says that we have our wrath before God.
在神面前我们是赤露敞开的。
We have our sin before God. Sorry. So before God, we are revealing our very secret sins.
我们最隐秘在内心的罪。
The most secret sins inside us.
还有在我们私生活里面没有人知道的罪。
And all the sins that in our lives that nobody knows.
包括我们的隐恶。
Just our hidden wickedness.
在都在神的面光之中。
But they are all in the light of God.
那这个罪所带来的是什么
？So what does sins bring about?
第九节
，verse nine.
我们活在神的震怒之下。
This sins brings about His wrath.
所以我们活在神的愤怒当中。
So that we're living in His anger.
所以人死的日子是可怕的。
So it'sterrifying to die.
可怕不是人生的结束。
The terrifying part of death is not the end of life.
所以对一个人病得很严重、很痛苦，他希望现在就结束。
For a person who is suffering, and is in great suffering and pain, he wanted to die right away.
但是人死最可怕的是什么
？But what is the most terrifying part of death?
我们在神的震怒当中离开世界。
And that's we are leaving this world in God's wrath.
那我们就要面对神了。
Because then we have to face God.
所以如果我们对人生有一个全盘的了解
，So if we can have a complete and thorough understanding of life,
我们就知道人生的智慧、人的能力跟人的财富实在是不值得夸口。
So we know that the man's wisdom, might, and wealth is nothing to be boastful of.
这些都会过去的。
Because all these will one day pass away.
一过去了就是虚空。
Once they pass away, then it become vanity of vanity.
没有办法永远抓住的。
Because we cannot grab hold to all these forever.
所以一个人对自己有很深的了解，才会想需要神。
So when the person can truly understand himself or herself, then the person will know to seek God.
那人不认识自己，就觉得我就是神了，所以他就不需要神。
And if a person doesn't know him or herself, then he thinks that he is just God. He doesn't need God.
那事实我们不是神。
But the truth is that we are not God.
因为有太多的没有办法，我没有办法控制的因素一直在发生。
Because so many things in life that we cannot control are continuing to happen.
那我们再回来看耶利米书第九章。
Let's turn back to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 9,
24节。
Verse 24.
这里说我们荣耀或者我们的夸口是什么？有聪明认识我是神。
So here, what do we boast of? But to boast that God, that He is God.
就是我们能够夸口的，就是。我能够认识神，我一生能够认识神，这是我最感谢的。最重要。
So what do we boast of? The thing that we can boast of is that we come to know God, and we know God, and this is one of the most glorious things.
那为什么认识神是最值得夸口，是最值得感谢的
？So why is that knowing God is one thing that's most worthy for us to boast of?
那我们就要想，神是什么
？We can start thinking, start to think.
神是什么
？What is God?
我们看第十章
，verse chapter 10。
第十章的第十节
Chapter 10, verse 10 But the Lord is a true God He is a living God And the everlasting King
在下面
At His wrath The earth will tremble And the nations will not be able To abide His indignations
这里说创造天地这位才是真神
So here it says that The one who created heaven and earth Is this true God
那他是活神
He is the one and living God.
是带有生命的。
He is God that is living.
是自由拥有的。
And he is the everlasting God.
是跟人会互动的。
And he is God that can interact with man.
是人可以体验得到的。
And is God that man can experience.
他是永远的王。
He is the everlasting King.
什么意思
？So what does that mean?
他永远坐在他的宝座上面来掌控一切。
Because God will sit on His throne and He will have control of everything.
他不但掌管人的生死祸福
Not only He controls our life and death. and our destiny.
整个宇宙的存在跟生命延续不断，都是在神的掌管下。
The whole universe is under the control of God.
所以他是永远的王，他才是伟大。
He is the one of the most powerful God. He is everlasting King.
那下面说，他如果一发怒啊，地就大震动。
And here follows it says that, at his wrath, the earth will tremble.
那列国都担不住。
And the nations will not be able to withstand his wrath.
所以有时候我们看到天灾地震发生的时候
，So when sometimes we see natural disaster like earthquake, that happen.
忽然教堂挤满了人
，And all of a sudden you will see that a lot of people would, go running to the church, and the church will be packed with people.
九一以后，教堂都挤满了人
，After the 9/11 incident, many churches are filled with people.
为什么
？Why is that so?
当人遇到自己没有办法掌控的灾害的时候
，When the person meet with disaster that he cannot control,
忽然间人就想起来有一个神
，Then all of a sudden he will think of there is a God.
只有这一个神才能够做我们的依靠。
Only this God can be our refuge and our strength.
我们有一个弟兄啊，他已经在飞机上在服务。
There was a that we have a brother who was serving. He's working on a andon the plane.
他说有几次他跟他同事传福音根本就没有人要听。
A few times he tried to share the gospel to his friends, but his friends refused to listen.
那也有几次这个飞机真的发生问题。
And one time that plane has a problem.
他的同事就告诉他赶快祷告你的神。
And then his friend immediately tell him, please pray to your God.
以前我们有个弟兄去当兵。
Also another brother, one time when he was serving in the military,
他也传福音给别人，没有人要听。
When he was preaching to his friend, none of his friend wants to listen.
但是那个炮战的时候，炮一打过来的时候，好多朋友都挤到他的床下。
The moment when they heard a bomb coming into their base, all of a sudden all their friends gathered under his bunker bed.
因为大家就知道你拜神。
Because they all know that you worship God and they will be safe when they are with him.
所以当神一发怒，没有人挡得住。
So when God is angry, no one can withstand his wrath.
那就知道神是真的。
So we know that God is true and real.
他是活的，他可以保护，他也可以毁坏。
He is living and he can protect and he can also destroy.
好，那从十二节开始。
First of all,
耶利米书第十章十二节。
Chapter 10, verse 12 in the book of Jeremiah.
一直到十三节。
To 13.
在记载我们所拜的神是好的神。
Here it says that this God that we worship is a good God.
如果神是不好的。
If God is not good.
神又真又活，那就可怕了。
Then it will be scary to worship this God.
为什么？他又真又活，你怎么弄都弄不掉啊。
And he is the
living. 他是活的。
If he is a real and living God, we cannot even get rid of him.That would be very terrifying.
好像有一些区啊，这个特别多这个流氓啦、地痞、土匪，那个房价都没有办法涨起来。
Just for example, and if it's in a certain area where there are a lot of gangsters living there, then the prices in that area will not will never go high.
因为你一搬进去，这些东西你没有办法改变。
Because nobody can change the demographics of that area.
所以神
move into that neighborhood.
神是真的又活的，因为神是好的。
So God is a living God, and God is a good God.
十二节。
Verse 12.
神用能力创造大地，用智慧建立世界，用聪明出当穹苍。
For he has made the earth by his power, he has established the world by his wisdom.
神用他的创造来代表他能力很大。
And through his creation, we can see how powerful God is.
有多大？
How powerful is it?
他能够创造一个我们没有办法了解的世界。
He can establish and create this earth that we cannot understand.
然后他用他的能力托住这个世界。
And then with his power, he was able to maintain this earth.
我们知道人造卫星打上去有几年的寿命。
We know that
人造卫星 satellite.
When a satellite.
达到太空了，它有几年的寿命。
When a satellite is being sent to the universe, it has only a few years lifespan.
过来它就没有用了。
And after a few years later, then the satellite is useless.
但是整个神造这个宇宙万物这样一直在运转。
But when God created this whole universe, and this whole universe is being maintained by God.
圣经说神的能力托住万有。
So it is the power of God that's maintained this whole universe, sustaining this life.
神是大有能力的神。
So our God is the most powerful God.
有多大的能力？
How powerful is this God?
没有一件事情他做不到。
There's nothing that is impossible for God.
这样就对了。
So this is God.
好，那下面说。 他用智慧建立，用聪明铺张穹苍。
So here he established this world by his wisdom, and he stretches out the heavens at his discretions.
神有多聪明啊？
So how wise is this God?
他能够创造一个没有办法了解的宇宙。
He can create this whole universe that no man can truly understand.
那就是神的智慧。This
is the wisdom of God.
所以圣经说将 事情隐藏，这就是神的智慧。So
there are things that are still hidden by God, by man, by God. That's why this is the wisdom.
所以我们知道，我们不知道的比我们知道多很多。So
there are a lot of things that we do not know.
我们知道的，好像海里的一滴水。And
what we know is just like a little drop in this ocean.
那我们不知道的。 都是神的智慧。And
what we do not know is just the wisdom of God.
所以神有多智慧。
So how wise is God?
我没有办法了解。It's
beyond our imaginations.
所以没有一个问题，神没有答案。So
there's not one problem that God has no solutions to.
因为他的智慧超越一切。Because
his wisdom surpassed all and all.
不只是这样。Not
only so.
我们再回来看。Let's
turn to verse 13. When he uttered his voice, there is a multitude of waters in the heaven, and he causes the vapors to ascend from the ends of the earth. He makes lightning for the rain. He brings the wind out of his treasures.
这13节就是神的爱。
So here in verse 13 tells us the love of God.
他一发声，空中就有水激动，水，那雨就降下来。
When he uttered his voice, and there's water that comes from heaven.
我们知道。 加州在缺水,
we know that right now in California we have severe shortage of water.
And
that's so important when it rains.
那这雨就是神让它降下来,
and this water, this rain is sent by God.
这就是神的慈爱,
this is the love and compassion of God.
那下面它是云雾从地极上腾,
and then follows that and he causes a vapor to ascend from the ends of the earth.
所以才不会太热。
So then we wouldn't feel this earth is too hot. Because once when the water is evaporated, and it will absorb the heat.
所以天气的温度能够保持正常。
And that we can maintain the temperature to a good temperature.
这就是神的慈爱。
And this is the loving kindness of God.
那他造电水雨而闪。
And he makes lightning for the rain.
那我们知道在闪电的过程创造很多化学元素。
And we know that there are a lot of chemical processes that happen during lightning.
所以深山这个黄石公园长得这么漂亮，是谁给它施肥呢？
And you see this beautiful Yellowstone National Park. Who's the one that is the one that is nurturing the soil?
就是神。
It is God.
那最后，他从府库带出风来。
He brings the winds out of his treasures.
所以神带给我们清新的空气。
And God gives us this fresh air.
因此在这里可以看到神创造当中。
So we can see that from this beautiful creations.
神的能力，神的智慧跟神的慈爱。
We can see the power of God, the wisdom of God, and the love of God.
他就是我们的父亲。
He is our father.
所以能够认识神。
If we can know God.
这个叫做。
And this is one thing that we can be boastful of.
也是我们能够荣耀的地方。
And it's one thing that we can give glory to.
所以人认识人，在人认识神，忽然之间我们就发现，人活着一定需要有神。
And so when a man is living and come to know God, all of a sudden we realize that we need God.
好，我们现在来看雅各书第一章。
Let's turn to the book of James.
我们等一下再回来看耶利米书第九章。
Put a bookmark in Jeremiah chapter 9. Let's turn to James for now.
雅各书的第一章。
James chapter 1.
17节。
James chapter 1, verse 17. James chapter 1, verse 17, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variations of shadow of turning.
啊，这里在讲神有三个样，给我们的三样事情。
So here it tells us that God gives us three good things.
第一个是美善的恩赐。
One is a perfect gift.
啊，从神来的是美善的。
What comes from whatever comes from God is a good and perfect.
那第二个是全备的赏赐。
And the second one is a perfect gift.
啊，从神来的是全备的。
So anything that comes from God is perfect.
啊，第三个。
Third.
从上头来的是众光之父。
What comes down from the Father is the Father of light.
在他没有黑暗。
In him there's no darkness.
也没有改变。
And there's no change.
这个告诉我们是什么？
So what does this tell us?
从神来的都是好的。
So anything that comes from God is good.
没有缺点的。
There's no blemishes.
完全的。
It's perfect.
那我们就看我们人世间哦，很多我们想要去追求的都有负面。
So just look at things around us, things that we pursue on this earth. There are always some kind of negative sides.
没有一个东西没有负面的。
There's always something that are negative about the things that we pursue for.
我们大家都希望生活水准很高。
All of us want to seek for a higher standard of living.
但是这个负面是什么？
Then what is the negative side of this?
这个负面就是地球温室效应，温度越来越高。
And the result is causing our global temperature to rise.
这个就是我们生活水准高的一个副产品呢。
Because this is one of the result, a byproduct of our man's pursuit for a better life.
好，我们大家都希望知识增加。
And so men all seek for a higher education and knowledge.
但是圣经说知识增加，忧伤就增加。
But the Bible tells us that with increased knowledge, also increased with sorrow.
因为我们知道很多问题没有答案。
Because we know that the more we know, the more problem that has no solutions.
所以就忧伤就增加。
So without solutions, then our sorrow will increase.
那大家都希望财富增加。
Then everybody seek for wealth and hope that their wealth will increase.
如果现在神给我们每一个人两百万。
But today, if God were to give every one of us the $2 million.
不要过多久，我们就发现哈，我们比以前更多愁烦。
Not a few days later, we'll feel that we'll have more sorrow and problem than before.
因为你会想很多事情。
Then we'll start to think about a lot of things.
你没有钱的时候，你不需要想那些。
And if we don't have no money, we don't think a lot.
那很多这么多钱也用不着。
And the moment when we have $2 million, then we'll start to have a lot of problem thinking, what are we going to do with all this money?
忧伤增加。
Then our sorrow will start to increase.
所以世界上每一件事情啊，都有负面。
So any things that we pursue in this world, there's always a byproduct and negative sides.
但是
But
当我们来追求神
But when the moment we pursue God,
我们才知道说，哦，在神里面是给我们富足，不加上忧虑。
Because what God gives us is this blessings that does not give us sorrow.
神给我们的祝福是没有忧虑的。
The blessings that He gives us has no sorrow.
好，我们回来看耶利米书的第九章。
Let's turn back to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 9.
耶利米书的第九章。
Chapter 9.
二十四节。
Verse 24. Jeremiah, chapter 9, verse 24.O Lord, correct me, but with justice, not in your anger, lest you bring me to nothing.
耶利米书九章二十四节。
Oh, sorry. 九章二十四节。Sorry. Chapter 9, verse 24. But let him who glory in this, that he understands and know me, and I am the Lord, exercising loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth.For these I delight, says the Lord.
这里说神喜悦施行慈爱公平公义。
So here the Lord exercised loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness.
我们现在就来看这三点。
So let's just look at these three things.
神喜爱在世界上施行慈爱。
So God, He delights in exercising loving kindness on this earth.
所以主耶稣来世界上，常常有一句话说。主耶稣动了怜悯的心。
So when the Lord Jesus was a minister on this earth, he was moved to compassion.
因此有一个人一生是瞎眼的。
There was a man who was blind all his life.
他看到主耶稣从那里过,
he saw the Lord Jesus pass by.
他就喊大卫的子孙,
and he said, he cried out to him, Son of David, have mercy on me.
大家说,
and they all told him to be quiet.
他喊得更大声,
and then he was even louder.
大卫的子孙,
he cried out to the Lord Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me.
他知道从这里经过的不只是拿撒勒人耶稣,
he knew that this man, the Lord Jesus who passed by here, is not just Jesus from Nazareth.
拿撒勒出什么好东西?
What good is from Nazareth?
所以人用拿撒勒形容耶稣是表示他算不了什么。
And so when they referred the Lord Jesus from Nazareth, they refer him as nothing.
但是这个瞎眼知道他是旧约圣经预言弥赛亚降生，就从这里经过。
But this blind man, he knows very well he is a descendant from the Messiah, and he is going to pass by this place.
他知道主耶稣能够改变他的命运。
He knows that the Lord Jesus can change his life.
所以他大声讲，可怜我吧。And
so he cried out very loudly to Lord Jesus, have mercy on me.
他跟主耶稣有什么关系?
And what relationship does he have with the Lord?
也不是朋友，也不是亲戚。
Not a friend, not a relative.
但是主耶稣动了怜悯的心。But
the Lord Jesus moved to compassion.
问他说，你要我为你做什么?
And he asked him, what can I do for you?
他说我要能看见。
He said, I want to see.
主耶稣说你能看见。
And the Lord said, you can see.
然后他就看见了。
And then he started to see.
耶稣是怜悯的。
And you can see, the Lord Jesus is merciful.
有的人被乌鬼附着。
And during his ministry, there were some that was being possessed by the demon.
被一个邪的力量控制。
Controlled by the evil spirit.
这样的人还有什么前途呢?
So what future has this person?
但是主耶稣动了怜悯的心把鬼赶出去。
Again, the Lord Jesus was merciful on this person and cast out the demons.
所以这个抹大勒的玛利亚非常感谢神。
And so this Mary Magdalene, he was full of thanks for the Lord Jesus.
就跟着主耶稣到处去传福音。
And he follows the Lord Jesus everywhere she go.
有一个妇人犯了12年的血漏。
There was a woman who has hemorrhage for 12 years.
她钱都花完了。
And she used up all her money.
医生也看完了。
Seen all the doctors.
没有钱，也没有医生能够医病。
No money and has no doctor to cure her.
她不是等死吗?
And so what can she do but to wait to die?
但是这个妇人很勉强的 一步一步走，挤到主耶稣的身旁。
But this woman, she walked towards the Lord Jesus.
她用信心来触摸主耶稣。
And with faith, she touched the cloak.
主耶稣马上回头说：“谁摸我？”
And then the Lord turned around, "Who touched my cloak?"
他们都说人这么多，不小心挤到你。
And the people said to the Lord, there are so many of us, and she accidentally touched her cloak.
主耶稣说不是，因为我觉得有能力从我身上出去。
The Lord said, no, I felt that there was a strength that came up from me.
那这个女人就出来是我。
The woman came out from the crowd and said it was me.
就她摸主耶稣衣裳的时候，12年血漏结束了。
The moment she, by her faith that she touched the cloak of the Lord Jesus, her hemorrhage was cured.
她的人生有新的盼望。
And she has new hope.
为什么?
Why is that so?
耶稣怜悯她们。
Because God has compassion, the Lord Jesus has compassion on her.
那有了很多人活得好好的。
A lot of people are living very good lives.
主耶稣看到她就怜悯她们。
And God has mercy on them.
为什么?
Why is that so?
她们是活的死人。
Because they are the living dead.
肉体是活着,
even if you are living,
灵性是死的,
but your spirit is dead.
这样的人还是没有前途。
This kind of people has no hope too.
耶稣怜悯他们,
but when the Lord has mercy on them,
就讲很多道理给他听,
he spread to them a lot of good news.
让他们能够认识救恩,
so that they can come to know of salvation.
能够罪得赦免, 得到永生,
so their sin can be washed away and they can receive eternal lives.
所以我们所拜的神,
so this God that we worship,
是慈爱怜悯的神,
he is a loving God and he is full of compassion. He received the sinner.
他接纳那个没有路可走的人,
he received those that has no has no hope.
他接纳穷人,
and he received the poor.
他接纳那人不能接纳的人,
and he received the outcast by the people.
因为他是怜悯的神,
because he is a merciful God.
我们再看说他是公平的神。
Next, God is a righteous God.
公平。
He's a justice God.
神是最公平的。
God is just.
神不以外貌待人。
He will not judge a person by his outward appearance.
有时候我们在这个社会上发现我们没有外貌，我们就被看低了。
In this world, we know that when we don't have good outward appearance, oftentimes while being belittled by others.
所以我们就知道为什么这么多人有时候没有钱，也要借钱去装饰自己。
So there are people, even though they don't have money, they want to borrow money so then they can dress themselves to look better.
为什么？
Why is that so?
因为人是凭外貌在断定。
Because a lot of time people judge the other person by their outward appearance.
但是神不以外貌待人。
But God will never judge us by our outward appearance.
人是看着内心的。
Because God looks into our heart.
神是公平的。
God is fair.
所以这个是我们所拜的神。
So this is God that we worship.
因此我们来到神的面前。
So the moment when we come before God.
我们不需要在乎我有什么条件。
We should not worry what kind of criteria and what we have.
神不看人的条件。
Because God does not look at what you have.
神看人的心。
God looks at your heart.
如果人愿诚心归向他。
And if we truly can come before God.
诚心把自己压低，成为一个罪人来求神赦免。
Lower ourselves as a sinner and come to God to ask for God's forgiveness.
神就要接纳他。
Then God will receive us.
神是公平的。
Because God is just.
那当一个人受到很多的委屈。
So when a person is experiencing a lot of difficulties.
他来求告神。
And he comes before God to.
神就愿意解救他。
God will save him.
因为神是公平的。
Because God is just.
所以以色列百姓在埃及受苦。
So when the Israelites were suffering in Egypt,
他们呼求神。
They call out to God.
神就从天上下来。
And then God came down from above.
就差遣摩西去救他们。
And sent Moses to deliver them.
所以有一个公平的神，他在做我们的主宰。
So we have this very just God who is in control.
所以我们人生可以很放心。
So we can be rest assured.
接下去神是公义的。
Next, we see that God is righteous.
什么是公义？
What is righteous?
一切都是对的。
Everything he does is right.
神那个叫做公义。
This is righteousness.
所以如果我们一直调整我们靠近神。
So if we adjust our footstep and draw close to God.
那我们就变成越来越公义。
Then we'll become more righteous.
我们跟神的关系越来越好。
Then our relationship with God will be better and better.
所以这个要靠近神是这么简单的。
So it's so easy to come close to God.
认识神。
The moment when we come to know God.
用认识神的知识来调整我们自己。
And know this teaching of God and adjust our footstep.
我们就跟神就越来越靠近。
Then we're closer and closer to God.
因为他是公义的。
Because he is righteous.
所以神是公平、公义、慈爱的。
And so God, he is just, he is loving, and he is righteous.
所以我们来见识、来认识这个神、来拜这个神。
So when we come and worship this God,
对我们没有一点点坏处。
It's very good for us.
有很多的益处。
That's no harm.
所以夸口要指着神。
So when we boast that we know God.
人算不了什么。
Because man is nothing.
我们来唱诗。
Let us sing hymns.
404.
Let us sing hymns 204. 404.